Chazor Zechen Nishabach Yisrael Shagam Yehuda Mesechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Beis Perek Abar Rosh Hashanim Perek Rishon. Zok the Mishnah B'Siyata D'Shmaya. There are four Rosh Hashanahs. Number one, the first of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah, meaning the start of the year for counting the year of the kings, which was relevant when dating documents, and for the Yom Tovim. Number two, the first of El is Rosh Hashanah for purposes of animal Meiser, meaning it's the cutoff for determining which animals were born in which year, although Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say that the Rosh Hashanah for that purpose is the first of Tishrei. Number three, the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for the year, is Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah, and for Yovel, and for purposes of new trees, meaning for determining Arla, and for vegetable Meiser. And finally, number four, the first of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for trees, meaning for Meiser or fruit, according to Beis Shammai, whereas Beis Hillel actually says the 15th of Shvat. Frech the Gemara, with regard to what halacha is it important to determine the year of the kings? So Rav Chisda said, for dating documents which were dated using the year of the current king as a reference point, as the Mishnah says, that predated loan documents are puzzles, so it's important to know how to date the documents and therefore how to know how to count the year of the king. A Braisa says, if a king took the throne on the 29th of Adar, on the very next day, which is the 1st of Nisan, he's considered to enter his second year of reign. If he took the throne on the 1st of Nisan, he doesn't enter his second year until a full year later on the 1st of Nisan of the next year. Now, this first part of the Braisa teaches that the 1st of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for kings, and it also teaches that one day of a year can at times be considered the full year. The second part of the Braisa teaches that even if the king was voted into office in Adar, but if he wasn't installed until Nisan, his second year of reign doesn't begin until a full year has passed of actual sitting on the throne. So Akhtamar Braisa says, if a king dies in Adar and a new king takes the throne that same Adar, a document may be dated as the last year of the king that died, or as the first year of the new king. If a king died in Nisan, and a new king takes the throne in the same Nisan, a document may be dated as the last year of the king that died, or as the first year of the new king. If a king dies in Adar and a new king takes the throne in Nisan, the previous year must be referred to as the last year of the first king, and the next year has to be referred to as the first year of the new king. In fact, the first halacha of the Braisa seems obvious. Mar says, we would have thought that we don't count the same year for two kings. The Mishnah says, it teaches that we do. Okay, so the second halacha of the Braisa seems obvious. Mar says, we would think that a day of a year may only count as a full year when it's the last day of the year. The Mishnah teaches that even the first day of the year can be counted as a full year. The third halacha of the Mishnah seems obvious. The Mishnah says, the cases where the son of a king was voted into office in Adar, but not installed until Nisan. We would think that his reign should be counted from Adar since he's a Melech ben Melech. It's a kind of automatic. It should start already counting, because I will kamash malon, that no, it doesn't start until Nisan. How do we know that the year for a king begins with Nisan? He said it's based on a pasuk that associates the years from Yetzias Mitzrayim to the years of Shlomo's kingship. This teaches that just like the years of Yetzias Mitzrayim are counted from Nisan, so to the years of a king's reigns are determined at Nisan. Maybe the years of Yetzias Mitzrayim are counted from Tishrei. Moshe says that can't be, because the pasuk which tells of Aaron's death says it took place on the first of the fifth month of the 40th year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. After that episode, the pasuk tells of Moshe speaking to Bnei Yisrael on the first of the 11th month of the 40th year. If Tishrei was the Rosh Hashanah for purposes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the pasuk of Moshe should have been said that it was in the 41st year. In fact, Gemara, the pasuk of Aaron clearly makes reference to it being in the 40th year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, the pasuk of Moshe just says it was the 40th year. Maybe it was the 40th year from some other event, like the building of the Mishkan, but maybe it was talking about the 41st year of Yetzias Mitzrayim because the years are counted from Tishrei. Gemara says, we find that a pasuk says elsewhere, which we'll see soon in the Gemara, that when it says the 20th year in a pasuk written elsewhere, it's used for Gzeirah Shavah. Here too, the words in the pasuk of the 40th year make Gzeirah Shavah and teach that both are in reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Correct the Gemara, but who says that the story of Aaron's death in Av happened before the story of Moshe and Shvat? Maybe the story of Moshe happened first, and it was the Av following the Shvat, and maybe which means that Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for counting Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's why Shvat and the following Av are part of the same year. Mar says this can't be, because the pasuk says that Moshe spoke to Bnei Israel after he killed Sichon, and Sichon was still alive at the time of Aaron's death. We see this because the pasuk says that Canaan saw that the Anan HaKavod left because Aaron had died and thought he had the opportunity to attack Klal Yisrael. So you see that they first know that Canaan first noticed the first time they were thinking about attacking was after Aaron's death. So when Moshe spoke about that episode of Sichon, it has to have been after Aaron's death. Remember that was Canaan. Moshe was talking about Sichon, so maybe Sichon actually died before Aaron. It was Canaan who was later on after Aaron. Mar says that Braisa says that Sichon, Arad, and Canaan are really all one and the same. So if it was Canaan that first came about his plan to attack after Aaron's death, and then Moshe went ahead and killed Sichon, it means he killed Canaan. It was the same, one and the same. So it had to be first chronologically. It was first Aaron in Av, then the conversation with Moshe the following Shvat, which shows that the years of Yetzias Mitzrayim start. The count for them begins in Nisan, not in Tishrei.